It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here from Lecom Park in Bradenton, where first, the bad news is that we will not be starting on time tonight. Inclement weather sweeping through the area. The rain was pouring down a little bit earlier. Good news, however, is that the tarp has just been pulled off the infield. Staff currently pulling that tarp onto the outfield. Field's going to take a little bit of time to drain, and we do not yet have a new first pitch time. However, we anticipate that that will come to light very soon here in Bradenton. In the meantime, a look back at what happened last night. A 3-2 walk-off win for the Marauders, and Brendan Dixon was the hero. A walk-off, two-run, inside-the-park home run. His second career walk-off home run. And a little bit of pizzazz along with it as Dixon beat out the throw home from the relay throw from shallow left center field. And was an exciting walk-off finish in the 11th inning last night for the Marauders over the Blue Jays as Bradenton won its third consecutive game. They look to make it four in a row tonight once we do get underway. Again, we have yet to get a new first pitch time here at Lecom Park, but we anticipate that will come very soon. In the meantime, we will step aside here on the pregame show when we come back. A visit with Brendan Dixon, last night's walk-off hero, talked about all kinds of fun subjects, and Brendan to give his time a few minutes out of his day to chat with us on the pregame show. So we hope you'll enjoy that conversation. It's coming up next with Brendan Dixon. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with last night's hero, Brendan Dixon. Brendan, let's get right into it. Last night, your walk-off, two-run inside the park home run. That was nuts. Hey, what thoughts were going through your head as that ball fell and as the play unfolded?
I can honestly probably say that'll never happen again ever in my time playing. But it was just kind of one of those things where it was all night where I felt like I was on, you know, most of the balls is just, you know, I would see it and then I would either, you know, foul it off or, you know, it was just kind of one of those weird nights. So I knew it at some point I had to hit. I didn't know it at one point that that was going to happen. Sure, one of those deals where I kind of laid in bed last night and I thought, I don't think that's ever going to happen to me ever again. So
Had you hit an inside the Parker at any level before that?
I want to say if I did, it had to have been way young, when I was way young. That's for sure my first one in a long time. And I don't think it's going to happen again.
Now, you come from Texas and specifically north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Argyle, your hometown. You played football in high school. What were those experiences like for you, playing football, but in a state where, football, yes, is king, but you still have that love for baseball?
Yeah, football for me, I started in first grade. I played all the way through until I was done in high school, and it was something where I look back, man, and I can honestly relate a lot of my events in baseball to football itself, man. Just like the one-on-one battle that it brings. It was some of the most fun I've ever had, and I was fortunate enough. I never got hurt. Of course, it's funny. I never wanted to hit anybody. I was always kind of protecting my right shoulder. So everybody always used to say, "Man, you don't ever want to hit anybody." And I was like, "Man, you are right." I actually think my senior year I had about 15 tackles and about 12 interceptions or 10 interceptions, something like that. So I never wanted to hit anybody, but it was. I relate a lot of those experiences to now, the adrenaline, the nervousness, all that, how to control that is kind of all the same stuff that I used then. So
in a state where football reigns supreme, how did baseball overtake your love for football, at least so it seemed?
Man, it was always, baseball was always my love. Football is just kind of what I did in the off season, which is funny because football was kind of like my getaway from baseball. So my dad never let me play year-round sports, so I always had to play at least two sports. So that was kind of like how I got away from baseball and kind of let my body and mind it happened to work out right, because obviously football, you're lifting and you're doing all the things that you need to do. So that was really why I played, and then I just happened to just fall in love with it, man. So baseball was always my first love.
Jumping back into football for one final question here on that topic, where do your rooting interests lie as far as football?
Oh, man. A Cowboys fan, obviously, just because I'm from the area, man. I got to be. If I say I'm not, then the whole town's going to explode on me. But college football, man, I really don't have one favorite team. I'm a big college football fan, I guess you could say. So any primetime big game, man, I'm locked in. I love it.
I don't know if you had the chance to peek at the NFL draft results last night, but how confident are you feeling in the Cowboys' chances this season?
They were getting a little bit of hate from their first round pick. I think I'm going to go on a bold limb and say they're going to make the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh.
A bold limb right there.
Bold pick, yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
So getting back into baseball and sort of your roots, who would you consider some of your biggest life influences, whether it be on you as an athlete or just you as a young man in general?
Darren Woodson, I would say, he played a big part in my life. He played for the Cowboys in 95 through 2000, early 2000s. Anyways, his son is my age, and so I was able to – I met Darren when I was 11. And all the way through, man, me and him kind of, he was always kind of like my second dad. I was able to bounce, ideas off him. Obviously he's, one of the best free safeties to ever do it. So I was able to kind of bounce a lot of the sporting ideas, the mental ideas, everything off him. He played a huge role in, in all this. And I mean, shoot, there's countless people, man. My summer coach, college staff, my mom and my dad, obviously, they all play huge parts in kind of how I go about my everyday business and kind of how I see life.
One more before you let go here, Brendan. Here in your early in your professional career here, you started last year after being drafted, started in the Complex League, had some time in some Major League spring training games this year, and now here with the Marauders. If you were to sum up your experiences so far in the professional baseball life, how would you describe it and sum it up?
It's for sure been a challenge, I would say. I think the biggest part is waking up every day and, you know, getting after it. Junior college, it was, you know, you play one day, you're off two or three, play one day, you're off two or three. So that's been kind of the biggest challenge, I guess. But, man, it's been awesome. It's been, I mean, everybody here is so supportive and everything, and it's been a blast, absolutely.
Thank you for your time today, Brandon.
Yes, sir, of course.
Starting lineups are coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
And we're back at Leacom Park as the Marauders pregame show continues. It's time to meet the starting lineups ahead of tonight's delayed first pitch here in Bradenton. We begin with the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who enter with a record of 6-12. Blue Jays sitting in last place in the West Division, only five games behind the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Here's how they'll line up for manager Donnie Murphy. Center fielder Desan Brown will lead off, with second baseman Adrian Pinto batting second. The DH Otto Lopez hits third for the Blue Jays, with first baseman Reiner Nunez batting cleanup. He's having himself a heck of a series this week. Right fielder Gabriel Martinez bats fifth. Left fielder Roque Salinas bats sixth. Third baseman Damiano Pomigiani is back in the lineup after having the night off last night. He is hitting seventh. Catcher Victor Messia bats eighth. And shortstop Angel Del Rosario bats ninth for the Blue Jays, who sent left-hander and intriguing southpaw prospect Ricky Tiedemann out to the mound. Tiedemann was the Blue Jays' third-round pick just last year out of Golden West College in California. The 19-year-old left-hander is having an outstanding rookie season. 15 innings of work, has allowed only five hits, has struck out 24 batters in his 15 innings, and is holding opponents to a 106 batting average. For the Marauders tonight, a record of 11-7. Bradenton winners of their last three straight and are tied for first place in the West Division. Here's how the Marauders will look for manager Jonathan Johnston. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off. The designated hitter Jacob Gonzalez bats second, working on a 16-game on-base streak. Second baseman Jace Bowen bats third. First baseman Alexander Mojica bats cleanup after having the night off last night. Third baseman Brendan Dixon, the walk-off hero in last night's game, is batting fifth. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco will bat sixth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry hits seventh. Left fielder Mike Jarvis bats eighth. And center fielder Sergio Campagna bats ninth for the Marauders, who will send rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. to the mound. Underwood acquired from the Chicago Cubs in January of last year, and he is working his way back from a right hamstring strain after being placed on the injured list back on April the 9th, almost 3 weeks ago. He is scheduled to pitch one inning, with Justin Mice scheduled to pitch behind him. Well, the sun coming out here at Leacom Park, and as we mentioned earlier, the tarp has been removed from the field. Dry conditions at the moment, and this field is draining at the moment, and it appears we will be getting underway at 7 p.m. tonight. So that is our new planned first pitch time. 7 o'clock right on the dot is when we look to get underway here at Leacom Park. So we can't wait to bring you first pitch and all the action this evening, although a little delay as we will get underway at 7 p.m. So with that in mind, we'll go to a bit of an extended break here, and we'll come back a few minutes prior to first pitch. Once again, planned for 7 p.m. tonight here at Leacom Park. That is our new first pitch time here in Bradenton. Marauders and Blue Jays are coming up soon. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Yeah.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Welcome back to Lecom Park in Bradenton, where the rain has long since stopped. The grounds crew has been hard at work prepping the field, and we will play ball tonight with first pitch now scheduled for 7 p.m. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you here as the Marauders here on this overcast Friday evening here at Lecom Park get ready to take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Marauders have won three straight games, including last night's 3-2 walk-off win, courtesy of a Brendan Dixon walk-off two-run homer. Umpires just making their way onto the field. Players on both teams still playing catch and warming up. And while we still have a few minutes to spare, a couple of moves earlier today affecting the Marauders roster. Bradenton getting another major league rehabber. Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., acquired from the Chicago Cubs early last year, is on major league rehab assignment. He's working his way back from a right hamstring strain that landed him on the injured list back on April the 9th. He is scheduled to pitch one inning tonight, with right-hander Justin Mice scheduled to go behind him. Meanwhile, left-hander Nick Domkowski, who put up phenomenal numbers out of the Marauders' bullpen, over four appearances to begin the season, he has been promoted to High A Greensboro. Well-deserved promotion for Nick, and we wish him the best. The numbers for Domkowski in those four appearances, a 1.69 ERA, a whip of .84. He struck out 19 batters and walked only two over those 10 2/3 innings of work. So again, our Congratulations to Nick Domkowski, who becomes the first Marauder this season to be promoted within the Pirates organization. Also, taking the place of Nick Domkowski on the Marauders roster, new right-hander Johan Malling, the Marauders, from the complex, and so he will be making his Bradenton debut most likely at some point this weekend. Johan Montero, new into the bullpen mix here in Bradenton. Nick Domkowski, left-hander up to High A Greensboro, and right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. making a rehab start, scheduled to go one inning tonight for the Marauders. Quickly reintroducing tonight's starting lineups for you. The Blue Jays will send center fielder Desan Brown to lead off. Second baseman Adrian Pinto will bat second. Otto Lopez, the DH, will bat third. First baseman Reiner Nunez hits cleanup. Right fielder Gabriel Martinez bats fifth. Left fielder Roque Salinas hits sixth. Third baseman Damiano Palmigiani bats seventh. Catcher Victor Mesia is hitting eighth. And shortstop Angel Del Rosario bats ninth. They're all playing behind the left-hander Ricky Tiedemann, who Baseball America ranks as the Blue Jays' number nine prospect. He had an awesome opening day start against the Marauders 3 weeks ago. For the Marauders, winners of three in a row, they are 11-7 coming into this game. Here's how they'll line up for this Friday evening. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off. The DH is Jacob Gonzalez. He will bat second. Second baseman Jace Bowen bats third. First baseman Alexander Mojica bats cleanup. Third baseman Brendan Dixon bats fifth. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco hits sixth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry will bat seventh. Left fielder Mike Jarvis bats eighth. And center fielder Sergio Campagna bats ninth as they play behind the rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., pushing his way back from a right hamstring strain as he begins his Major League rehab assignment tonight here in Bradenton. Gray and overcast skies, but we are optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that we have seen the last of the precipitation here tonight, with a tarp being pulled off the field probably about half an hour or so ago. And the playing field has been meticulously prepped by the Lecom Park grounds crew, and first pitch is just minutes away here in Bradenton. Stadium lights are on, ballpark filling up, and it's going to be a rocking Friday night here at Lecom Park. We'll step aside once again, and when we come back, first pitch will come your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May, Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Finally, time to play ball at Leecom Park. A half-hour delay here at Leecom as we encountered some rain through the late afternoon, early evening. But temperatures cooling off. It's a little overcast now. Thankfully, the conditions are dry. And right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. on a Major League rehab assignment from the Pirates begins his rehab work tonight on the mound here in Bradenton. Tall right-hander, born in North Carolina, makes his home in Marietta, Georgia, brings a fastball, curveball, changeup, and sinker. He was placed on the injured list back on April the 9th with a right hamstring strain. Scheduled to pitch one inning tonight, and the Blue Jays lineup that he will meet this evening will be led by the top three men in the order, Desan Brown, Adrian Pinto, and Otto Lopez. Grounds crew scrambling and did a tremendous job to prep the field here on the other side of the rain delay. Our first weather delay of the 2022 season. And a marvelous job they did getting this field ready to play game number four of the six-game series. The Marauders have won three in a row, and they have really gotten the best by far of their West Division rivals, the Blue Jays. Marauders on the field in the home whites paired with the solid black hats, and the Blue Jays donning the road grays paired with the solid royal blue hats. Dwayne Underwood Jr., 6'2", 225 pounds, 27-year-old, originally drafted in the second round in 2012 by the Cubs, traded to the Pirates last March. Right-hander wears the black number 31 outlined in gold on the back of the white Marauders jersey. In steps Desan Brown. Underwood comes set away from his chest. Kicks and delivers the game's first pitch, and it is a bunt shown, pulled back and taken for a strike on a fastball at 94, 7 p.m. 73 degrees and cloudy here in Bradenton. Lights are on here at Leecom Park. Marauders infield playing at more or less standard depth. Here's Underwood with the 0-1. And it was spiked into the dirt, a breaking ball for ball one. Underwood made his big league debut with the Cubs 4 years ago, 2018. Allowing one run in four innings. making the start for the Cubbies in his big league debut. Here he comes with a 1-1 pitch to Brown. He swings and bounces it to third. Right there for it is Brendan Dixon. Toss across to first. It's in time for out number one. Let's meet the Marauders defense behind Underwood tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Mike Jarvis, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Brendan Dixon is the third baseman, Sung Che Cheng the shortstop, Jace Bowen the second baseman, Alexander Mojica the first baseman, and Wyatt Hendry is the catcher. The bearded right-hander wearing long black sleeves underneath the white jersey goes to work next against Adrian Pinto. First baseman Mojica playing up. First pitch coming to Pinto. He shows bunt and pops it foul, third base side. This is a guy who loves to bunt his way aboard. And when he does get aboard, he loves to run. Last year in the Rockies organization, played in the Dominican Summer League. 41 of 49 in base-stealing attempts. Bases empty, one away, just underway here at Lecom Park. Underwood ready. He delivers the 0-1. Pinto takes outside on the Underwood slider. Third baseman Dixon was also creeping in a little bit after that pitch. Should say before that pitch. Right-hander taking his time. He sets. 1-1 delivery. Pinto swings the mask. He nears the screen and watches as it falls out of play. Onto the extended screen. That's going to roll down onto the playing field. Oh, we should note also that the pace of play initiatives, pitch clock included, do not go into effect on Major League rehabbers. They are totally exempt from that pitch clock. So Dwayne Underwood Jr., given all the time he needs between pitches. Right-hander gets the signal from Hendry. And sets. Here's his 1-2 to Pinto, taken high for ball two. That fastball consistently sitting at 94 from Underwood. Pirates dealing away first base prospect Shendrick Apostel to the Cubs on March the 7th last year, getting Underwood in return. His 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, swinging a bouncer up the middle. Sung Che Cheng, the shortstop, has it, fires onto first in time, two away. Brilliant infield defense has really been a benchmark of this Marauders club here the first month of the season. And that'll bring up Otto Lopez, Blue Jays' number 6 prospect. Couple of rehabbers squaring off here. Otto Lopez made his major league debut for the Blue Jays last year, battling his way back from an oblique injury. Bases empty with two away, no score in the top of the first. Pitch by Underwood. Lopez leans away from a high and tight heater. Lopez settles into the box. And Underwood set. The 1-0. Lopez swings and grounds it hard to short. Shuffling to his right, Sung Che Cheng. He gathers it, throws to first, and three ground outs retired the side in order. Job well done by Dwayne Underwood Jr. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Back here at Leecom Park on East Meets West Night at Bradenton. The bands and cheerleaders from Manatee High School and Lakewood Ranch High School. A couple of our featured guests here this evening. Performing over on the first base side right now. You can likely hear it on the crowd mic here in the Seating Bowl. So we go to the bottom of the first inning here at Leecom Park. Sung Jae Chang will get the Marauders going. Left-hander Ricky Tiedemann, the Blue Jays' number 9 prospect, as ranked by Baseball America, will step onto the mound. Marauders saw this left-hander on opening night 3 weeks ago, and he dominated. Lefty-on-lefty showdown begins the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, and Tiedemann misses high with a fastball at 94. Fastball, changeup, slider for Tiedemann, who hails from Long Beach, California. Here's the 1-0. Chang swings and lines it softly to the right side, and the second baseman makes the catch. That's Pinto on the grab, moving to his left, one away. Meeting the Jays' defense in the outfield left to right, it's Roque Salibrio Martinez. Infield consists of Damiano Palmigiani at third base, Angel Del Rosario at shortstop, Adrian Pinto, the second baseman, Reiner Nunez, the first baseman, and Victor Mesia is the catcher. So one out, nobody aboard for the Marauders here in the bottom of the first. Jacob Gonzalez will stand in next. Ricky Tiedemann, the windup in the pitch. Gonzo takes a fastball strike at the knees. That changeup is the best secondary pitch for Ricky Tiedemann. He will use it against both right-handed and left-handed hitters. Slider and up-and-comer. The 0-1 pitch. That's swung on and missed for strike two. That looked to be the slider right there. Third round pick by the Blue Jays last year out of Golden West College in Huntington Beach, California. Not too far from Tiedemann's hometown. Here's the 0-2. Gonzalez takes just inside. Ricky Tiedemann originally committed to San Diego State, decommitted in order to attend a JUCO. Here's the 1-2 toss. Check swing and Gonzalez tied up in not strike three. 97 miles per hour on the heater from Tiedemann. And the Marauders have two gone here in the first. Meanwhile, right-hander Justin Mice loosening in the Bradenton bullpen. Getting ready for his start behind the rehabbing right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. Here's Jace Bowen. First pitch, he swings and misses at the fastball at 96. A soft line-out and a strikeout swinging by Ricky Tiedemann to open up his latest start. Fourth start of his professional career. Here's the 0-1. Bowen backs away from an off-speed pitch inside. Ricky Tiedemann has struck out 8 batters each of his first 3 starts as a professional. Here comes his 1-1. Bowen swings big and misses strike 2. Numbers really mind-boggling from Tiedemann. Blue Jays making an excellent selection with their third-round pick last year. 1.20 ERA across those first 3 starts. He rocks and deals the 1-2. Bowen checks his swing, can hold up, and the ball gets away. Bowen sprinting toward first. The catcher, Messia, picks it up, fires to first, and a confused Bowen is retired. Inning over. We're through one here at Leecom Park. Marauders nothing, Blue Jays nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Dark clouds loom in the distance here at Lee-Com Park, but bright and sunny all of a sudden here on the playing field at Lee-Com. Spencer Smith welcoming you back into the Lee-Com broadcast booth. Right-hander Justin Mice, native of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh, will make his latest start in front of the home crowd. Mice with a career-high 10 strikeouts in his last start last Friday in Daytona Beach. So finished for the evening, rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. He got three ground outs in a clean first inning. 10 pitches, 6 for strikes. Here's Mice with a windup in the first pitch to Reiner Nunez, and it's a big breaking ball. Mice gets it over for strike one. Mice, a 22-year-old, 6 foot 260 pounds. Windup in the 0-1. Fastball misses down. Reiner Nunez, an RBI single in the 11th inning last night. The Marauders, of course, went on to win it. 1-1 pitch. Nunez can't hold up on the check swing. And take that back. He actually was able to hold up. Out on the bases, Connor McKenna signaling no go on the check swing. Christian Arguesa is the plate umpire. 2-1 pitch from Mice. Check swing again. This pitch also off the plate. No appeal this time. And the count moves to 3-1. Sun shining through the clouds off to the west as Mice deals the 3-1. And Nunez swings and misses. Almost falls to the ground on a big follow-through. The bearded right-hander, product of Eastern Michigan University, 10th-round pick by the Buccos last year. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball taken outside for ball four. Good discipline there by Nunez, who earns the leadoff walk. Justin Mice in that previous start, mentioned last Friday in Daytona Beach, didn't walk a single batter. Over 5 scoreless innings, struck out a career-high 10. Here's Gabriel Martinez, first pitch taking outside, ball one. He fouled over to the glove side, missing away from these right-handed hitters. Here's the 1-0, swinging a pop-up out of play on the first base side. You'll hear on the crowd mic throughout the broadcast this evening a couple of the high schools in attendance tonight. Manatee High School, Lakewood Ranch High School, cheerleaders and bands in attendance. 1-1 pitch. Martinez swings, jam shot, shallow center field, and on the over-the-shoulder catch, Mojica can't grab it, and the second baseman Bowen can't grab it, and now a collision between Mojica and the right fielder Nolasco. An ugly play, and Alexander Mojica is down on the ground in pain in shallow right field. And sprinting out there, athletic trainer Casey Lee for the Marauders. And Mojica, sort of with his back turned, it's a little difficult to see exactly where he's hurting. Looks like Casey Lee tending to the right shoulder of Mojica. Another look at it. Mojica colliding with Nolasco as the two men both race to pick it up. Alexander back on his feet now. So that much is good news, and it looks like he's testing the range of motion of that right arm or that right shoulder. Mojica still looking a little bit flustered, trying to get his wits about him again. And Sergio Campagna, Marauders center fielder, motions for a ball to be thrown out to him. Looks like they're going to get Mojica to get a couple of practice tosses in to test that arm. Little collision out in right field on a shallow blooper to right field here in the top of the second inning. Alexander Mojica nodding after throwing that first warm-up throw. And as he walks side-by-side with Casey Lee, looks like Mojica's going to stay in the game, so that's good news.
Mojica, Lee, manager Jonathan Johnston, making their way off the field. So Alexander Mojica, a little bit of a scare in shallow right, able to tough it out and stay in the game, though. Justin Mice and the Marauders, however, now face a first and second nobody out jam. Here is Roque Salinas, only left-handed hitter in the lineup for the Blue Jays. Mice deals, and Salinas swings and lifts this one down the left field line. Third baseman Dixon, shortstop Chang racing after it. Neither man will reach it as the ball falls into the seating bowl. Those men being careful as they neared the rolled up tarp along the sidewall. Lakewood Ranch High School, their band and their cheerleaders on the first base side of the ballpark. Brought the little inflatable guy. Not sure the proper words to describe that thing. It's the little thing you see in front of the car dealerships. That tubular-shaped cartoon-looking thing that sways this way and that. Here's Mice with the 0-1 pitch. Salinas swings and sends this one in the air foul down the left field line. Lakewood Ranch High School down the right field line, and Manatee High School and all the red t-shirts down the left field line. A little bit of a high school football game atmosphere between innings. Bands playing, cheerleaders performing. Mice with the 0-2 to Salinas. He swings and bounces it to short. Chang charges. He gloves it. He goes to second for one. No, they don't get it. It's dropped by Jace Bowen. Well, the Marauders infield with some messy play here to begin the second inning. Everybody's safe there. The bases are now loaded with nobody out. Chang made that throw more or less on target, but you have to wonder if the setting sun off to the west might have gotten in Jace Bowen's eyes a little bit as he was receiving that throw from Chang. So the bases loaded with nobody out. The dangerous Damiano Parmigiani skies the first pitch to left field. This should be deep enough. Moves underneath it. Makes the catch. Tagging from third, Nunez. Throw coming home, and they will not test it. Mike Jarvis getting the ball in quickly. As the Blue Jays decide, that one wasn't hit quite deeply enough. And an unproductive first out off the bat of Damiano Parmigiani. Victor Mesia, Blue Jays catcher, off to a slow start of the plate this season. Bases loaded, one away, no score, the Blue Jays threatening. Mice deals, first pitch is swung on and grounded to third. It's off the glove of Dixon, recovered by Chang on the rebound. Throw to first is in time to get Mesia. Run scores on the play, but a nice recovery by Sungjae Chang on the deflection off of Brandon Dixon. 5-6-3, the put out for those keeping track at home. Victor Mesia gets an RBI, though. And the result, runners on second and third. A 1-0 Blue Jays lead. Angel Del Rosario next up. He goes after the first pitch, swinging and foul tipping it. Here's the set by Mice. His 0-1, Del Rosario, thought about it, took the slider outside. For the Blue Jays, Gabriel Martinez on third base. Roque Salinas on second. Here's the set. The 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed strike two. Mice dialing it up to 95 on the radar gun. We're at the number 9 spot in the order for the Blue Jays. Angel Del Rosario, right-handed batter, waits. Here's the 1-2 from Mice. Breaking ball, swung on, lifted to left center, shallow. Center fielder Campagna can't make the catch. He plays on a hop, the play, and into second base on the throw home. Goes Angel Del Rosario, and the Blue Jays have taken a 3-0 lead. I'll bring up Desan Brown. Blue Jays piecing together a nice little two-out rally here in the second. Here's the set. And the pitch to Brown. There goes the runner for third. Pitch blown outside. Hendry's throw to third base not in time. Del Rosario swipes it. A perfect 11 for 11 in stolen bases. It is Angel Del Rosario. Son Brown gets a 1-0 count. Mice, the right-hander, delivers. Fastball swung on it, foul back. Brown almost losing that blue helmet on the follow-through of the swing. Brown patiently awaits the pitch. Here it is. 1-1. Swung on it, missed. A nice-looking slider. Blue Jays made DeSean Brown their third-round selection, 2019, out of Abbey Park High School, Oakville, Ontario, just outside of Toronto. The 1-2, up high with a fastball, ball two. Brown, at the time he was drafted by the Jays, was committed to Texas A&M, chose to sign with the Jays over that college commitment. 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball swung on line down the left field line. A base hit, and that's headed for the corner. Scoring from third is Del Rosario. Into second base with an RBI double is DeSean Brown. And it's the Blue Jays 4, the Marauders nothing. Brings up Adrian Pinto. Inning. Brown runs well, takes his lead off second base. Mice stares him down. The pitch to Pinto. Swung on it, foul back. This is a talented Blue Jays offense. It is, of course, our first paws and claws night of the season tonight. A lot of dogs in attendance. One of them barking at the doorbell sound effect just played. Breaking ball from Mice misses high for ball one. Left-hander Denny Roman starting to loosen in the Marauders' bullpen. Set by Mice, the 1-1 delivery. Way up and in. Pinto bailing out of the way, bending backwards away from it. Mice trying to escape the inning. The 2-1 pitch. Pinto lays off high for ball three. 3-1. Justin Mice in his first inning of work, working behind Pirates rehabber Dwayne Underwood Jr. Mice already up to 27 pitches. He deals a 3-1. Breaking ball is over for a strike two. Justin really has that confidence in the slider to throw it even when he's behind in the count. Two outs with DeSean Brown on second base. 3-2 pitch to Pinto is taken low for ball four. And Pinto draws the two-out walk. Now it's two men aboard. And the ninth batter to the plate this inning, Otto Lopez. Timeout called. Pitching coach Yormán Bazardo out for a mound visit. Rodder's going to try and refocus here. As things have gotten a little messy, it was a bit of a dubious start to the inning. A walk issued to Reiner Nunez, followed by a bloop single to shallow right field that saw Alexander Mojica, the first baseman, collide with right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco. Mojica shaken up for a bit. He was able to regain his footing and remained in the game. But things continued to come unglued since then. Seen a couple of run-scoring hits, most recently the RBI double by DeSean Brown. And Yormán Bazardo with an encouraging pat on the back to Mice. As he leaves the mound meeting bullpen for those watching on MLB TV tonight. First and second, two away for Otto Lopez. Here's the pitch. Lopez taking all the way, looks at a fastball strike. The set. Right-hander works quickly. The 0-1. Breaking ball inside. Lopez bounces out of the way. The 1-1. That one swung on, chopped foul. And Mice works ahead in the count on the number three hitter in the order, Otto Lopez. He's the ninth hitter to the plate this inning. A four-run rally here in the second by Dunedin. They lead the Marauders 4-0. The set. The right-hander's 1-2. Fastball high. Couldn't get him to chase. Three pitches now for Justin Mice. Trying to finish off the inning with the count 2-2 and two away. The pitch. Swung on and lifted down the right field line. This drifts out of play. And in the seating bowl where the Lakewood Ranch High School cheerleaders were sitting nearby. They didn't try to make a play on it. It's like one was upset that she couldn't make the play on the bounce. Count remains 2-2 on Otto Lopez. Mice with the delivery. Breaking ball swung on softly lined to right field. This is in for a hit. Nolasco up with the ball. Brown being waved home. The throw home is late. Brown scores. It's an RBI single by Lopez. Up to third base goes Pinto. And the Blue Jays bat around here in the second inning. Strong arm from right field by Rodolfo Nolasco, and that is going to be all for Justin Mice. Here's Jonathan Johnston to the mound. Blue Jays racking up five runs, and they still have been on the corners with two away. Johnny on in early relief. Blue Jays 5, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, an early call to the bullpen for the Marauders as this second inning has gotten out of control for Bradenton. Dunedin putting five runs on the board against right-hander Justin Mice, working behind Pirates rehabber Dwayne Underwood Jr. So the Blue Jays rallying for five, and here is left-hander Denny Roman, a native of Mexico. He's been an unsung hero out of the Marauders' bullpen so far this year. And Roman be depended upon to get the Marauders out of this first and third two-out situation here in the second inning. Roman, left-hander, 23 years of age from Zacatecas, Mexico, faces Reiner Nunez. First pitch, Nunez takes a fastball strike from Roman, the count 0-1. Denny with a 2.70 ERA over four appearances, 12 strikeouts, only two walks, opponents hitting 176 off him. The 0-1 swung on and fouled back in the count 0-2. Nunez in front of the changeup from the southpaw. Lead runner on third base, Adrian Pinto. Runner on first base, Otto Lopez. An RBI single sent Justin Mice to the showers. The 0-2 from Roman swung on and drilled foul out of play to the right. Five runs across on four hits. Santa Marauders error here in the inning. Time called. Nunez steps out of the box. Roman comes set above the belt. His 0-2 pitch, Nunez takes in the dirt, about a 55-foot breaking ball. Hendry knocks it down. And the runners stay put on their respective bases. A walk, a bloop single, an error, a run scoring ground out, and a few hits as well as another walk mixed in. All here in the second inning. The 1-2 pitch swung on, lifted to left center field. Jarvis running back toward the gap. He reaches up and he makes the catch, banging into the wall. Oh, what a play by Mike Jarvis to end the inning. Play of the night so far. We go to the bottom of the second. The Marauders trailing 5-0. Looking to get to work here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph. Your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders find themselves in an early hole here at Lecom Park. Game four of the six-game set against the Blue Jays with some bumpers in the ballpark here on our first pause and clause night of the season. It's a significantly cooled-off evening here in Bradenton with inclement weather making its way through the area earlier. Here's Alexander Mojica leading off the bottom of the second. Looks at a fastball strike from southpaw Ricky Tiedemann. Spencer Smith with you tonight from Lecom Park. Marauders winners of their last three straight, trailing 5-0, though, in this one. Tiedemann with the 0-1. Mojica checks his swing, and he cannot hold up. Base umpire Connor McKenna pumps his fist, signaling strike two. Tiedemann went three up and three down. A perfect first inning, striking out 0-2. Mojica swings and misses through the breaking ball, strike three. So far looking like a carbon copy of what Tiedemann did against the Marauders on opening night 3 weeks ago in Dunedin. That night, Tiedemann carving up Marauders hitters through his first four innings. Started to lose a little steam near the end. Still came away with the win and the eventual Blue Jays victory that night. Here's Brendan Dixon, first pitch, taking low. Had a nice pregame visit with Brendan. Touched on last night's walk-off inside the park home run. By far one of the most exciting highlights of the Marauders season so far. The 1-0, fastball for a strike. And Brendan was pretty candid and honest and said, man, I don't know, that's probably something that'll never happen again. That was a wacky play. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Dixon takes a little high. Here's the wind and the delivery by Tiedemann. Dixon swings big and foul tips it into Messia's mitt. The count 2-2. Bases empty with one out. The Marauders trail the Blue Jays 5-0. Tiedemann showing the high blue socks on the mound. Enters his windup. 2-2. Take in for strike three on the back door off-speed pitch. That's four strikeouts in a row by Ricky Tiedemann. And they're quickly two away for the Marauders. We mentioned on the pregame show how in each of Ricky Tiedemann's first three professional starts, He has 8 strikeouts. He's already halfway there tonight as we play in this second inning. First pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco is right down the middle for a strike. Marauders have yet to get a man aboard tonight. First pitch delayed by half an hour due to rain in the area. Here's Tiedemann's windup. The 0-1. Nolasco swings and smokes a ground ball foul up the first baseline. Mendy Lopez, Marauders hitting coach. Coach, a little mock frustration there as he was wishing he could field that ball and make a throw somewhere. Lopez, the former big league infielder, spent some time with a handful of different clubs in the 90s and early 2000s. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Nolasco. Ricky Tiedemann strikes out the side in order here in the second. Move to the third here at Leacom Park. Blue Jays lead 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders left-hander Denny Roman is back to the mound for more work out of the pen for Bradenton. He faces Gabriel Martinez for the Blue Jays, who lead this game 5-0. Pitch to Martinez, swung on, lifted down the Rand Plaza. Overcast night, thanks to some rain making its way through the area earlier this evening. Delayed first pitch tonight by half an hour. Here's the 0-1. Martinez swings and grounds it to third. A dive, and it tips off the glove of Dixon and rolls past Sung Jae Cheng on the ricochet. And into left field for a base hit. Well, so far, that's just a summation, a microcosm, if you will, of how the night has gone for the Marauders. A 5-run second inning for Dunedin has given them this 5-0 advantage. Right-hander Justin Meiss unable to make it through a full inning of work. And a little bit of bad luck there for the Marauders infield, as Gabriel Martinez leads off the inning with a single. Roque Salinas is the next man up. The pitch by Roman is in there for a strike. A couple of natives of Mexico squaring off here. Denny Roman of Zacatecas. Roque Salinas from Nuevo Laredo. Here's a pickoff move to first. And back in standing up goes Gabriel Martinez. Roque Salinas playing in his second game as a Blue Jays farmhand tonight. Made his organizational debut last night. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, popped up, shallow left field, third baseman Dixon backpedaling, and just inside the line makes the easy two-handed catch for the first out. That brings up Damiano Parmigiani. Blue Jays, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The Marauders, no runs, no hits, and 1 error. That error, by the way, coming in the second inning with Justin Meiss on the mound, has made it so that each of the 5 runs allowed by Meiss, all unearned. First pitch to Parmigiani, swinging a bouncing ball toward third. Foul. Blue Jays third base coach trying to field that one on the short hop. Unsuccessful. No wind to speak of. It was very windy earlier in the day, especially as the rain was coming down. Back in, standing up. During the last inning break, we saw Joe Knight of the Lecom Park grounds crew talking to the two umpires down on the field near home plate. Seemed to be talking about the weather patterns expected for the rest of the night. Here's the 0-1. That pitch swung on and grounded foul at the third baseline. There's left fielder Mike Jarvis. Clears that ball off the field. Marauders looking for a scoreless third here out of Denny Roman. Bradenton going to have to take baby steps to ease themselves back into this game. Trailing by five. One out in the inning. Roman has the count 0-2 on Palmigiani. Left-hander delivers. Palmigiani takes high. Ball one. Should also note that Denny Roman, with his first batter face, retired tonight. 11 batters in a row retired, spanning his last three outings. 1-2. Swung on, lifted high and deep down the left field line. This ball is foul. It skims the extended netting down the line over near the LaPensi party deck. And the count remains 1-2 on the Blue Jays' third baseman. I thought that sound of contact was pretty funky, and indeed Palmigiani seems to have cracked his bat. So he's headed over toward the dugout to replace it. Blue Jays sent 10 men to the plate in the second against Justin Mice. Got five runs, four hits. Fielding error by Brendan Dixon, opening the floodgates for that. Timeout call. Jonathan Johnston was briefly talking to plate umpire Christian Arguesa, who's now going to talk to Connor McKenna, the base umpire. Not exactly sure what this is about. Yeah, really not sure what that was about at all. Arguesa, plate umpire, resuming his post here. Palmigiani digs back in the count 1-2. Martinez, a leadoff first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's taken. Strike three at the knees, and Palmigiani can't believe it. Denny Roman sneaks one by him, and Palmigiani is happy. Now, the automated balls and strikes are being utilized tonight. So with two away, here's Victor Messia. Blue Jays catcher, a run-scoring ground out his first time up. Jays 5, Marauders nothing, top of the third inning. Pitch by Roman. Messia checks his swing at a pitch in the dirt. Able to hold up. Marauders coming into this game, tied for first place in the West Division alongside the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They've been the kings of the division here in the first few weeks of the season. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. The Blue Jays, in the meantime, 6-12 to begin the season. They find themselves in last place early on. Still only five games out of first, though. 1-1 from Roman. That pitch caught on and missed for strike two. Of course, with it still being very early in the season, relatively speaking, a lot of teams still clustered together in the standings. As the season unfolds, those teams will space out a little more. The 1-2 pitch is taken high. A very slight check swing, no appeal. Count evens up at 2-2. Martinez inches off of first base. Here comes the 2-2 from Roman. That ball swung on, fouled away off to the right. Lively Friday night crowd on hand here at Lecom Park for East meets West night. Roman ready with a 2-2, and he gets a swing and a miss, strike three. Inning over, it's a scoreless third by Denny Roman. We go to the bottom half. Marauders trail 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville, Rock Junkies, and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The old bungee basketball matchup. That was the between innings promotion here at Leecon Park in the middle of the third inning. A couple of fans with belts around their waist, kind of a bungee cord between them. Each of them trying to dunk a basketball into a big bucket. Always a fun watch. Here's Wyatt Hendry leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Marauders. He cuts on a fastball and misses from left-hander Ricky Tiedemann. 0-1 the count. Six up and six down by the Blue Jays ace lefty. Third-round draft pick by Toronto last year. Here comes the windup by Tiedemann in the 0-1. Hendry takes a look at one just low, ball one. 5-0 Blue Jays lead. All five of those runs coming in the second. San Diego State product Hendry waits. He gets the 1-1, swings and sends it foul straight back. Five runs coming on four hits, an error, and a couple of walks. Justin Mice, a truncated appearance tonight, two-thirds of an inning. All five of those runs unearned on account of the error. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Hendry swings and misses. Strike three, blown away on the fastball at 97. I'll tell you what, Ricky Tiedemann, just a cursory glance at the numbers will tell you he will not be long for this league. Would not be surprised to see this left-hander move up to High A Vancouver once there's room in the Blue Jays' next level of the ladder there. That is six in a row set down on strikes by Ricky Tiedemann. He faces Mike Jarvis next. Motion and the toss. Jarvis looks at a fastball, strike one. Tiedemann so consistent with working ahead in the count tonight. Saw a similar approach from him on opening night 3 weeks ago in Dunedin. The 0-1 toss, Jarvis takes strike two right down the pipe. Left-hander wears the number four on the back of his gray jersey. Those numbers and the stylings of the big league Blue Jays. The 0-2, Jarvis swings and misses. All badly fooled on the fastball away, strike three. Seven in a row down on strikes. Well, a tall left-hander with filthy stuff wearing the number four. Might remind some fans of Blake Snell, Padres left-hander. Blake Snell, who, by the way, just yesterday made a rehab start for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the Midwest League. Marauders had their own rehabber here tonight, Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. Here's Sergio Campagna looking at a strike. Underwood throwing a flawless first inning, getting three groundouts, 10 pitches, 6 strikes. Working his way back from a right hamstring strain. The 0-1 to Campagna, swing and a pop-up. This is... Ricky Tiedemann 8 up, 8 down here at Lecom Park for the visiting Blue Jays, who lead the Marauders 5-0. The 0-2 to Campagna, up and away for ball one. Couldn't get him to chase. Meanwhile, out at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter Hammerheads are no hitting the Palm Beach Cardinals through 6 innings. Keep an eye on that one. The 1-2 to Campagna. Take in strike 3 on the outer half, and that is now 8 in a row down on strikes by Ricky Tiedemann. What a start. We're through 3 here at Lecom. Marauders trail 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at Brady.
Cloudy evening here at Lecom Park on the penultimate day of the month of April. It's a 5-0 Blue Jays lead over the Marauders. Left-hander Denny Roman working solidly in early relief for Bradenton tonight. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Blue Jays order here in the fourth inning. He deals, and the first pitch to Angel Del Rosario, a called strike. Spencer Smith with you tonight from Lecom Park. Fairly packed house here on this Friday night. The 0-1 pitch. Del Rosario swings and sends a liner to left center field. This falls in for a base hit in front of center fielder Sergio Campagna. Leadoff single for Del Rosario. He's 2-for-2. And was one of the catalysts of that 5-run second inning rally for the Blue Jays. Pretty one-sided game to this point. The Marauders have yet to have a man on base this evening through 3 innings of the plate. Blue Jays, meanwhile, building themselves a healthy lead. Here's a step and a throw over to first by Roman, checking in on Angel Del Rosario. Stole third base back in the second inning. Perfect 11-for-11 in his base-stealing attempts this year. Roman deals the first pitch. Brown swings and lines one foul off on the first base side. Marauders have won 3 in a row, trying to push their way back into this game. Look to extend that winning streak. 0-1, there goes Del Rosario, pitches a ball, throw to second by Hendry. Is in time to get Del Rosario! What a throw by Wyatt Hendry! Got to hand it to Angel Del Rosario. He tried to maneuver around that tag with a swim move into the base, showing the ball quickly to base umpire Connor McKenna. And made the out call, one away. Pitch to Desan Brown is swung on and missed for strike 2. And we have seen some excellent throws down to the bases by Marauders catchers lately. Wyatt Hendry and Giovanni Planchard getting the bulk of the time behind the dish lately. 1-2 pitches swung on, lifted down the right field line. Nolasco giving chase. And this ball falls into the dark green seats, finding an empty row. Saw Giovanni Planchard throw out a base runner last night. Base is empty, one gone for the Blue Jays here in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch, Brown checks his swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Strike three. Danny Roman with his third strikeout of relief. Two away. Adrian Pinto will bat next. First baseman Mojica playing in case Pinto should decide to drop down a bunt. He does. He drops a bunt halfway back to the mound. Roman picks it up, spins, throws to first, and a communication breakdown near first base by the Marauders. Mojica and Bowen couldn't decide who was going to cover. Thankfully for the Marauders, the ball didn't get away on an overthrow. So it's just a bunt single by Adrian Pinto. He's found his way aboard for the second time tonight. Mojica ended up taking that throw about 6 or 7 feet away from first base with Bowen creeping in behind him. Runner on first, two away. Otto Lopez the batter. Here's a pitch by lefty Roman. It's caught on a miss. Strike one. Two very different lefties on the mound tonight. Danny Roman in relief. More of a finesse guy. Fastball 89, 90, 91. Likes to use the off-speed stuff as well. Roman with a pickoff move to first. Ricky Tiedemann, a power lefty. We've seen that fastball from Tiedemann up to 96, 97. Also showing good off-speed in his own right. Changeup and slider. Here's the 0-1, runner breaks. Pitch is swung on it, foul back. Count quickly 0-2 on Otto Lopez. Adrian Pinto got a pretty good jump off first. Blue Jays have a 5-0 advantage over the Marauders as we play in the fourth inning. Right aquamarine glove for Danny Roman on the mound. He rests it on his right knee as he gets the sign. Sets, high leg kick, going to throw to first. Adrian Pinto still looking for that first steal at the single-A level. Came over in the Randall Grichuk trade from the Rockies last month. Here's the 0-2. There he goes again, swinging a drive out of play down the right field line. Long look in by Roman. He sets. 0-2 to Lopez. Runner breaks once more. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third. Right there for it is Dixon. Long throw across to first. In time to get Lopez. Inning is over. Another zero on the board by Roman. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Still the Blue Jays 5. Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Sungche Cheng will lead off for the Marauders here in the bottom of the fourth inning at Leecom Park. Ricky Tiedemann deals a fastball strike in the knees on Cheng, who remains the only man to put a ball in play for Bradenton tonight. Soft line out to the second baseman leading off the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Cheng looks at a breaking ball inside for ball one. Blue Jays 5, Marauders nothing. As Marauders still seek their first base runner of the game. 9 up and 9 down by the lefty Tiedemann. Here's the southpaw's windup, 1-1. Low and outside, ball two. Cheng settling back into the box. Tiedemann deals the 2-1. Cheng swings and fouls this one back. Sungche came into this game batting .294. Two home runs, 13 RBI, over 18 games played. Marauders regular shortstop. Standing tall from the left side. Here's the 2-2 from Tiedemann. Cheng takes low for ball three. The Marauders trying to battle back from a 5-0 deficit on the base paths. Here comes the windup and the 3-2 pitch. A swing and a line drive to short and a leaping grab by the shortstop. Del Rosario takes a base hit away from Sungche Cheng. It's one gone. Here's Jacob Gonzalez going after the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Blue Jays 5, Marauders nothing. Jacob Gonzalez down on strikes. His first time up, like 7 of his teammates. The 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez swings and pops it up down the right field line. And this drifts out of play. Gonzalez a .514 on base percentage. That's tops in the Florida State League. Hitting .441 in his 16 games. He's reached base safely in every game he's played this year. Florida State League Player of the Week each of the last 2 weeks. Tiedemann the pitch. Gonzalez takes outside ball one. Stadium lights starting to take some effect on the field, illuminating it on this overcast evening. The 1-2 pitch to Gonzalez, a swing and a bouncer back to the mound. Tiedemann snags on one hop and underhands to first in time for the second out. That is 11 up and 11 down by Ricky Tiedemann. Now, speaking of teams hurting for base runners, we told you we'd keep tabs on that Jupiter-Palm Beach game. Jupiter Hammerheads with a no-hit bid through six innings. Well, the Palm Beach Cardinals haven't been able to get up to bat again because the Hammerheads just rallied for 8 runs in the top of the 7th at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Right-hander come for Jupiter. Marauders saw Machma once here at Leecom last summer. Jace Bowen trying to give the Marauders their first base runner of the night. Tiedemann winds and fires. Bowen swings big and foul tips it into the mitt. At the bottom of the fourth, Marauders trail by 5. I encourage you to stay tuned for next half inning. We'll have a special guest on with us. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Bowen takes low and inside for ball one. Dark skies all around us. Rain coming through the area earlier. First pitch delayed by half an hour tonight. The 1-1 pitch is in tight to Bowen. Almost hit him. Tiedemann takes a little snap of that baseball as he gets the throw back from his catcher. Left-hander really on point tonight. 32 of his 44 pitches for strikes. His 2-1 delivery, Bowen swings, cracks his bat, lifting it to left center field. Left fielder Salinas coming in, and he makes the catch on the jog. The inning is over. Through 4 here in Bradenton, 5-0 the Blue Jays lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Back here at Leacon Park, it's the Blue Jays 5, the Marauders nothing. Left-hander Denny Roman
is
back to continue working on the mound. He faces
Reiner
Nunez. First pitch of the fifth inning is cut on a miss for strike one. 0-1 the count. Well, the tradition continues. Front office Friday here at Leacon Park. And on this particular Friday, we welcome Haley Diaz, sales and marketing assistant for the Marauders, into the booth. Haley, welcome.
Including maintenance, repair, and
drive into left center field by Nunez. That'll get down, and center fielder Sergio Campagna cuts off and quickly gets it into the infield. For Nunez. So, Haley, sales and marketing assistant, for those watching, listening in at home,
appreciation
a little brief explanation and summation of your role here at the Marauders.
Enter the nine innings of winning drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay up for the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear.
Absolutely, a much needed hole to fill there. Gabriel Martinez stands in. First pitch is taken low, ball one. Visiting with Haley Diaz, Marauders sales and marketing assistant tonight. And Haley, a little bit more on your background. You came from New Jersey, but are very much familiar with the area, having attended college not too far from here.
Yep. I am graduating in a week from the University of Tampa. And so I got accustomed to the area pretty quickly. It's like my fourth year here, and I love it.
Fantastic. Marauders turn a double play, 4-6-3, and suddenly two outs here in the inning. And so looks like they're playing a little quicker, trying to force you off the air, but we're not gonna force you out so soon here. Haley, one of the busiest nights so far of the season down below, though, East meets West night, and so we have Lakewood Ranch High School, we have Manatee High School, bands and cheerleaders both in attendance tonight as Roque Salinas stands in for the Blue Jays. He looks at a strike from Roman, and you were helping with the serving of food downstairs. How about a little bit of intel, a little bit of dissection of what exactly is going on operationally downstairs?
Yes, so we hosted a food drive for Meals on Wheels, and it was basically a competition between the two schools, and whoever brought the most food wins a prize. A basket.
A
bunch of fun promotional items.
A little gift basket, okay. Yep. Excellent. The 0-2 to Salinas misses and goes to the backstop. 1-2 the count, so coming from the University of Tampa, where, again, you're graduating a week from now. And early congratulations, by
Thank
the
you.
Way. So a relatively easy transition for you, too, working here with the Marauders, as you knew the area a little bit already.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Florida is like home to me now.
The 1-2 pitch to Salinas is swung on and missed for strike three. And the throw down to first base by Wyatt Hendry is in time for out number three. Haley, how about we keep you on for another half inning? Sound good?
Perfect.
All right. 5-0, the Blue Jays lead here at Leacon Park. We'll be right back. Or Haley Diaz coming up with us. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Leecom Park in Bradenton, it is still a 5-0 lead for the Blue Jays over the Marauders. We welcome back Marauders sales and marketing assistant Haley Diaz to the booth. And Haley, right as a very quick last half inning came to an end, we were talking about a little bit of your background here and coming to the Marauders from University of Tampa, as Alexander Mojica leads off and takes one high and outside for ball one. So in putting together a big promotional night like this, what does kind of the typical night look for you look like here at Leecom Park as you help the team prep for a night like this?
Yeah, so basically it's just making sure everything's in place and everybody has what they need and knows where to go, and making sure, especially because we have two schools here, making sure they know when to play their music, where they need to be at what certain times, and just kind of keeping the scheduling down so it's easier on everybody.
Alexander Mojica dribbles one toward third. That's picked up by the third baseman, Palmigiani. Fires a first in time, one away. So lots of fun promo nights left on the schedule, and it's, you know, really just making our way through the first full month of the season here. I imagine you probably have kind of a short list in your mind of promo nights you're looking forward to personally. What jumps out to you coming up?
Oh, definitely. I feel like Star Wars night, 100%. That's going to be a lot of fun. The theme jerseys we have to be auctioned off are so cute. It has Mando and baby Grogu on there. Love it. Also, I feel like our 4th of July celebration, Military Appreciation Night, those nights are going to be a big hit as well.
Brendan Dixon cuts it, a pitch and misses. Count 0-2 on the Marauders' third baseman. I'm right there with you, looking forward to Star Wars Night. That's top of my list as well. 0-2 on Brendan Dixon. One out, bases empty for the Marauders, who trail the Blue Jays by 5 here in the 5th inning. Tiedemann deals, and Dixon takes low and inside. That one rolls to the backstop. So in the month's worth of experience you've had here, Haley, working for the team, what are some of the memorable experiences you've had that stand out to you?
I feel like the most memorable experiences would be like our first game days and kind of getting into the swing of things that way for a little while.
Ground ball to third. Diving stop on the backhand by Palmigiani. Stands up and fires a strike to first in time. Two gone.
And just being able to come back and, you know, actually see our thoughts and stuff come to life.
Absolutely. And once in a while you get to see a web gem on the field just like that one.
Oh, definitely. Of course.
Now, I'm sure that like many of the hardworking staff here in Bradenton and really throughout the minor league baseball world, as a regular staff member, there's very little time to catch much game action. But a lot of your focus is on the fan experience down below. But that can be rewarding in itself.
Yes, definitely. Of course. Sometimes, you know, I'll catch a play or two, and it's always good to hear the fans react to that.
Definitely. Here on this Friday night, quite a good group in the stands from left to right. As Manatee High School and Lakewood Ranch High School, some of our featured guests this evening. Rodolfo Nolasco looks at a ball just outside for ball one. Now, for someone who at home may be watching or listening and is maybe looking to get into the sports industry, what are some steps you might recommend they take in order to pursue a dream like this?
I would definitely say keep your dream your dream. Like, keep working hard and, like, don't let anybody tell you that your dream's not in reach. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because I've had that done to me before, and to be where I am today, I'm so glad that I didn't listen to them.
Absolutely. That's it. Keep on following those dreams and pursue your passion.
Yeah, exactly.
Rodolfo Nolasco facing a 2-2 count here in the bottom of the fifth. Marauders looking for that first base runner of the night. against Ricky Tiedemann. He winds up and fires the 2-2 pitch. It is taken for strike three, and the inning is over. Well, Haley, we thank you for joining us tonight on the broadcast, and we hope the rest of the night goes smoothly for you downstairs.
Of course. You too, Spencer.
That was Marauders sales and marketing assistant Haley Diaz on the air with us. We go to the 6 next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase the ticket package they cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecon Park. It's a 5-0 lead for the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays. We now go to the top of the 6th inning. Left-hander Denny Roman doing a nice job in relief, as per usual. That's really been the norm for the left-hander from Mexico, who, again, has been one of the unsung, under-the-radar heroes in relief for the Marauders this year, coming in with an ERA under 3. Shrunk that ERA down to 2.03 with a couple scoreless innings in relief tonight. He'll face the bottom third of the lineup for the Blue Jays. Damiano Pomigiani will lead off. Now we continued our front office Friday, the past inning, with Haley Diaz, Marauders sales and marketing assistant, joining us on the air. As front office Friday, we feature front office individuals from Marauders front office. The first pitch is lined into left field by Pomigiani for a leadoff single. And Craig Warzeck on with us for the opening homestand. Haley Diaz getting her turn, and we'll get every member of the Marauders front office on us with us at some point this season. I think of a utility player on the roster for a baseball team, kind of like a Cole Tucker type, maybe a Diego Castillo. Steps in wherever needed. What the role that Haley serves, and it's been fantastic having her on the team with us here in Bradenton. Here on the field, the Marauders trail 5-0. Victor Messia in the batter's box. Here's a pickoff move to first by Denny Roman. And Damiano Pomigiani retreats, standing up. Thicker clouds moving in over the ballpark as a pickoff move comes, and it's not in time to get Pomigiani, who almost dropped and dived through the air there. And first baseman Mojica almost getting the tag on him in time. Little quickly snapped sidearm pickoff move by Roman. Extended lead by Pomigiani here. The pitch coming. A swing and a foul tip into the mitt for strike two on Messia. Roman sets. Delivers the 0-2. Messia swings and lines one to right field. Coming on, Nolasco. He plays it on a bounce. Can't get to it in time. Damiano Pomigiani digging for three. And he makes it in there safely. The throw toward third, cut off by Cheng. And the throw goes into first. As Victor Messia is there with a single. First and third now. Nobody out for the Jays. Marauders bats all the while tonight. Have yet to get that first base runner after 5 innings. So we've reached that point where on your MILB.com alerts, this game now showing up as a perfect game bid by Blue Jays left-hander Ricky Tiedemann, Baseball America's number 9 ranked prospect in the Blue Jays system. Daniel Roman bending down to tie his right shoe. He faces Angel Del Rosario. First and third, nobody out. The set, And the pitch, right-handed batter, swings and lifts it to straightaway center. Campagna jogs in. See if this is deep enough. Palmigiani tagging at third. Campagna makes the catch. They will not try and score Palmigiani as Campagna unleashed a strong throw into Mojica, the cutoff man standing near the mound. Marauders with good arms all around the outfield. Mike Jarvis, more of an infielder by trade, has had some reps in the outfield, though. He's in left. Campagna in center, good arm, and also a rocket arm for Nolasco in right field. Here's Desan Brown, two aboard, one away. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a pitch that misses just outside. Wind picking up, blowing in from center field. The 1-0 toss. Brown takes his pitch low, two balls and no strikes. For the Blue Jays, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Marauders, no runs, no hits, and one error that gave way to 5 unearned runs in the second inning. Roman fires the 2-0 to Brown. He swings and fouls it back. Rain came and went before game time tonight. First pitch pushed back to 7 p.m. Got underway half an hour later than normal. There is the possibility of a little more rain in the forecast, but we hope to avoid that. 2-1 pitch, swung on and bounced to third. Dixon charges, gloves it, his only plays to first. Out there on the speedy Desan Brown, but scoring from third is Damiano Palmigiani, and the Blue Jays make it a 6-0 game. Victor Mesia up to second base on the play. Here's Adrian Pinto. Now some action in the Marauders' bullpen in right field as the Blue Jays get their first run since the second inning. Here's a swing and a foul back by Pinto. First baseman Mojica playing even with the bag, anticipating a possible bunt from Pinto. He's done so once tonight. Field. Campagna, the center fielder, easing underneath and moving to his right, and he calmly makes the catch. Inning over, but the Blue Jays add a run on the Brown RBI groundout. 6-0 ball game. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
East meets West night here at Lecom Park continues as we saw the hot dog race in between innings, snaking its way along the warning track from the Marauders' right field bullpen to down the third base line. Marty the Marauder acting as the finish line, trying to attack Mustard. Mustard still won, though. For those watching on MLB TV this evening, that is Lakewood Ranch High School. Standing and sitting in the bleachers down the right field line. Manatee High School down the left field line. Sort of a high school football atmosphere, and that's very intentional as we celebrate local high school seniors graduating class of 2022. Got attendees in the area, but Manatee High School and Lakewood Ranch High, the two featured schools, if you will, this evening. Those unfamiliar with the area, This is called East Meets West Night because Manatee High School, located more in the western part of the city of Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch a little further out to the east. Wyatt Hendry, Marauders catcher, leads off. Bottom third of the Bradenton lineup coming up. Ricky Tiedemann working on a perfect game bid. He deals to Hendry and gets a fastball in at strike one at the knees. Blue Jays 6, Marauders nothing. And the call's been challenged by the Marauders. Looks like it's going to stand. 0-1 the count still on Hendry. Next pitch, Hendry takes inside. That almost grazed his jersey. 1-1 the count. Ricky Tiedemann throwing BBs all night long. He's into his motion. 1-1 to Hendry. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Chase the off-speed low and outside. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the left-hander. Hendry takes low and outside for ball two. And correction, my apologies, Jimmy Robbins, the new pitcher, replacing Ricky Tiedemann tonight. Finish after 5 perfect innings. Perfect game bid still stands, though. Here comes the windup. 2-2 offering to Hendry. Taken high for ball three. So phenomenal effort on the mound for Ricky Tiedemann. Again, 5 perfect innings, a new career high, 9 strikeouts. Left-hander Robbins winds and deals the 3-2, and Hendry swings and fouls it back. Went after a good pitch there on 3-2. The outstanding night on the mound for Ricky Tiedemann includes a string of 8 in a row down on strikes, stretching from the first inning through the end of the third. Struck out 1 after that. 3-2 to Hendry is taken at the knees for strike 3. 1 gone here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jimmy Robbins spotting that one up nicely. 1 away for the Marauders. Trying to muster up something offensively. This is the first time this season the Marauders are seeing Jimmy Robbins. Bases empty, 1 out for Mike Jarvis. The pitch, Jarvis takes a little high, ball 1. Ricky Tiedemann tonight in his 5 innings, an economical 58 pitches, 41 for strikes. The 1-0, Jarvis takes upstairs. Four-year-old left-hander Robbins. Born in Orlando, deals the 2-0. Jarvis swings big and misses. Strike one. 20th round pick by the Blue Jays in 2019 out of Rollins College, right here in the state of Florida. Missed last season with an injury. Making just his 2nd appearance of the season here tonight in Bradenton. Here comes Robbins with a 2-1 to Jarvis. He swings and fouls it back, 2-2. Oh, we should know that the no-hit bid is over now for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Palm Beach Cardinals got a leadoff single to open the 7th from Tyler Reichenborn. So that busts up the no-hit bid by the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. The windup in the toss. Jarvis swings and gets a piece of it, fouling it away. Blue Jays this evening rallied for 5 runs in the 2nd inning off of Marauders righty Justin Mice, who was the bulk man out of the pen tonight. Following 1 inning by rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., Mice unable to make his 2 outs. The 2-2 again to Jarvis. He swings and foul tips this one back, and that knocked off the plate umpire Christian Arguesa's mask. Catcher Victor Messia quickly checking on Arguesa. And now his partner coming down the first base line, Connor McKenna, jogging in to take a look at Christian. Arguesa seems to be responsive and sharp, so thankful for that much as he looks to continue on. Arguesa requesting some fresh new baseballs from the bat boy on the Marauders side. So he's ready to go. Unfortunately, saw a couple of umpires get dinged up here during the course of last season. And look back at that foul tip on the replay. Yikes. Here comes Robbins with the windup in the 2-2. Jarvis checks his swing of the pitch outside. Did he go? No, he did not. Jarvis holds up, and it's ball three. If I'm not mistaken, this is just the second three-ball count tonight to a Marauders hitter. We're playing here in the sixth inning. The 3-2 pitch to Jarvis is swung on and foul back. Five runs in the second for Dunedin. They added on one run in the top of the sixth inning. RBI ground out by Desan Brown. Lefties 3-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball four, and the Marauders finally have a base runner here in the sixth inning. So the first Bradenton base runner, a Mike Jarvis walk on a 3-2 pitch in the dirt. And now the Marauders look to get another monkey off their backs, looking for that first hit of the game. Of course, you can safely assume that getting that first hit is hardly the Marauders' biggest concern down on the field. Bigger picture, they're trying to work their way back into this game, trailing by six. Trying to protect a win streak. Three straight wins. Second longest win streak. Robbins deals to Sergio Campagna, who swings and belts it down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. This ball is foul down the line. And Campagna is pointing down the line, claiming it's fair. Gustavo Omana and Jonathan Johnston both quick to the scene, talking to Christian Arguesa. Johnston pointing to his right, signaling, hey, that was absolutely a fair ball. Another look at the replay here, and granted, we have limited vantage point here. Very, very close to the foul pole, over the foul pole itself, and unfortunately, we just don't have that straight-on view down left field line to be able to tell for sure. Johnston still pleading his player's case with Christian Arguesa, and he's refusing to leave the field. Johnston's starting to get a little bit heated with Arguesa now. Johnston trying to... trying to maintain his composure, but definitely getting a little more animated than we've seen him with an umpire this season. Two men discussing about halfway between the mounds, slightly off of the third base side. Sergio Campagna drilling one high and deep down the left field line, had home run distance on it, and now the umpires are going to get together and talk about it. So we'll see where this goes. And it's going to stand as... expected. Foul ball by Campagna, who really put all of his might into that swing and almost had his first home run of the season. So Campagna, who went down looking at strike three, his first time up tonight. So close to not only the Marauders' first hit of the game, but their first two runs of the game. Would have been a two-run homer down the line. Ruled foul by plate umpire Christian Arguesa. And number nine hitter in the order. Jimmy Robbins sets away from his chest. The 0-1 pitch. Campagna swings and misses strike two. Campagna trying to get that bat going. Has that batting average below the Mendoza line right now. Campagna hitting 180 on the season. On first, Mike Jarvis, he drew a one-out walk. Bottom of the sixth inning, Blue Jays lead 6-0. The 0-2, Campagna takes way upstairs. Lakewood Ranch High School cheerleaders throwing prizes to fans in the stands on the first base side. Here's the set by Robbins. And the pitch coming from the southpaw. Campagna takes low and inside. That's ball two. Those appear to be rolled up T-shirts. Lakewood Ranch cheerleaders are throwing to fans. Here's the set by Robbins. Another toss to Campagna. He swings and pops it up on the first base side, foul ground. Nunez, the first baseman, over in front of the Marauders dugout, making the adjustment to his right, making the catch for the second out. That brings up Sung Che Chang. 10 batters into this game, Chang was the only man in the Marauders lineup to put the ball in play. Led off the first inning with a soft line out to second. The next 8 batters went down on strikes before Chang lined out hard to the shortstop, opening up the fourth inning. Lefty on lefty here. Robbins deals. Chang shows bunt and stabs at it, fouls it off the catcher. Just hitless tonight here at Lecom Park. Five and two-thirds hitless innings of work by Ricky Tiedemann. 5 perfect frames. Jimmy Robbins issuing a one-out walk in a thus far scoreless sixth inning. Robbins with the 0-1 to Chang. He takes a look at a backdoor breaking ball. Inside corner for strike two. Here is the set. A leadoff first by Jarvis, the 0-2 to Chang. He swings and sends it foul back into the screen. Well, yesterday, Sung Che Chang had himself a nice game. 2-for-4, a run driven in and a walk. Continues to produce nicely at the top of the order for the Marauders this season. Trying to deliver here in the sixth. The 0-2 again. Chang swings and fouls it back again. Grinding out a tough at bat here. Mike Jarvis, good speed on first base, but it's a 6-run ball game. They're probably not going to take any risks with him aboard. For what it's worth, the Marauders have never been no-hit. Their establishment in 2010. The 0-2 again. Chang takes outside. The ball dropped by Messia. Quickly recovers it. Jarvis not moving. Count moves to 1-2. Blue Jays lead 6-0 in the home half of the sixth inning. Mike Jarvis on first with 2 outs. The 1-2 pitch to Sung Che Chang is swung on and missed. He chased in the dirt. Ball picked up by Messia. He fires onto first in time, completing the strikeout. Inning over, the Marauders get their first base runner on a walk, but nothing doing. They trail 6-0 after 6 innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Garcia tosses his first pitch out of the Marauders bullpen tonight. He fires a first pitch strike to Otto Lopez. Paws and claws night, and also East meets West night on this well-attended Friday evening here at Leacon Park. Next pitch, a check swing dribbler back to the mound. Garcia picks it up and throws to Mojica at first in time, one away. Darvin Garcia, right-hander from the Dominican, struggling to begin his season, coming in with an ERA over 13. For some clean innings, though, out of the bullpen tonight. Trying to do his part and helping keep this game as close as possible. Blue Jays with a 6-0 advantage as we play here in the seventh. Otto Lopez retired on the ground out, back to the mound. Reiner Nunez is the batter, 1-for-2 with a walk. First pitch to him is on to the inside corner, a strike. Denny Roman, a nice job in relief tonight for the Marauders. 4 1/3 innings, only one run allowed. 0-1 pitch is cracked on the ground, foul down the third baseline. And speaking of cracked, it sounds like that's exactly what Nunez did to his bat. The bands of our two featured high schools here the evening, Lakewood Ranch High School down the right field line, Manatee High School down the left field line, intermittently performing. Fans and cheerleaders, both in attendance for these schools. Meanwhile, Reiner Nunez goes and grabs a fresh piece of lumber. Replaces that cracked black bat with a new light tan stick. Base is empty, one away. The 0-2 to Nunez. A swing and a miss, strike three. Garcia gets him on the slider. Solid start for Darvin Garcia. As the right-hander, 6'3", 170 pounds. A 22-year-old from Las Matas in the Dominican. Faces Gabriel Martinez. First pitch swinging. Martinez chops it foul in the batter's box. Tonight, the Blue Jays, 5 runs in the second inning, taking a commanding early lead off Justin Mice and the Marauders. Jays added another run in the top of the sixth on an RBI groundout. The 0-1, Martinez takes under the hands, ball one. Garcia working from the first base side of the rubber. He deals, 1-1 pitches up and away for ball two. Gabriel Martinez hitting 185 on the season. Has one home run. Here's the 2-1 from the right-hander. Inside for ball three on the fastball at 94. Two outs, nobody on for the Jays, who have accumulated their 6 runs on 10 hits. 3-1. Swinging a fly ball out to right field. Should be playable for Nolasco. Eases inward a couple of steps and makes the catch, inning over. A clean seventh by Darvin Garcia. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. Blue Jays 6, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yeah.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Lakewood Ranch High School once again performing between innings down at the bleep. East meets West Knight. Lakewood Ranch High School and Manatee High School both are featured guests in attendance here at LeeCom this evening. 6-0 Blue Jays lead as we welcome you inside the broadcast booth. Spencer Smith back here with you for the fourth game of the six-game series. These two division rivals squaring off, and the Blue Jays have a no-hit bid as we go into the seventh inning here at LeeCom. Jacob Gonzalez will lead off the seventh for the Marauders. 2-3-4 in the order. Left-hander Jimmy Robbins out for his second inning of relief work, and Gonzalez calls time before fully getting situated in the box. Jimmy Robbins, one hitless inning behind teammate Ricky Tiedemann. Robbins in for his second inning of relief, winds up and deals to Gonzalez, who swings and lines it to third. It's a base hit down the left field line. Gonzalez around first, thinking two, and he stops right there, retreating into first base. Jacob Gonzalez breaks up the no-hit bid of the Dunedin Blue Jays. And Jacob Gonzalez gets some applause, as does the Blue Jays pitching staff, with a masterful no-hit bid carried all the way into the seventh inning. Really got to tip your cap. These two southpaws for the Jays. Ricky Tiedemann, five innings perfect, struck out nine. Let's get another look at the Gonzalez base hit. Past the diving Damiano Palmigiani at the hot corner. Here's Jace Bowen, back to business for Bradenton. Robbins delivers, and Bowen takes low and outside. Up until that single by Gonzalez, the Marauders had come close to ending the no-hit bid only a couple of times. Sung Chae Cheng, couple of line drives to the middle infielders, both of them caught. Here's the 1-0. Bowen swings and fouls it back. First time the Cheng line down was a soft liner to the second baseman, leading off the first inning, in fact. And Cheng with a harder line out his next time up to the shortstop, required a leaping catch by Angel Del Rosario. Jacob Gonzalez on first. He singles here in the seventh. He takes in the dirt, kept in front by Messia. On the board tonight, Blue Jays, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Marauders, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. So the Marauders, never the victims of a no-hitter. In their decade-plus long history, will not be the victims this evening. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a soft liner to left field. This is in for a hit. Gonzalez around second and stops right there. Left fielder Salinas tosses the ball in quickly. And back-to-back singles opening up the seventh inning for Bradenton. And the Marauders starting to show some life with the bats now. Alexander Mojica, first baseman, 0-for-2 from the cleanup spot in the order tonight for the Marauders. First and second, nobody out here in the seventh. Now step off by Robbins. Lively Friday night crowd here at Lecom Park. Seeing the Marauders trying to charge back into this game, facing a 6-run deficit, trying to preserve a win streak. First pitch to Mojica is swung on and missed, strike one. Marauders winning their last 3 in a row, each of the first 3 games of this series. They've lost only 1 game to Dunedin so far this year. Gonzalez on second, Bowen on first base. Robbins with the 0-1. Mojica takes in the dirt, another great block by Messia. Justin Mice taking the brunt of the damage on the mound for Bradenton this evening. Five runs allowed in the second, each of them unearned. Fielding error by Brendan Dixon at third base, giving way to the Blue Jays rally. Here's the 1-1 toss. Mojica lays off high. Ball two. Jacob Gonzalez, the man who broke up the no-hit bid, leading off this bottom of the seventh. Line drive just past the diving third baseman. Jace Bowen follow with a softly hit line drive single of his own. He's on first base. The 2-1 offering. Mojica looks at strike two, painting the black on the outside corner. Jimmy Robbins digging those white Nike cleats into the clay right along the rubber. Working from the center of the slab comes set. Now the 2-2 to Mojica. He swings and grounds it foul down the third baseline. That ball still on the field right next to the rolled-up tarp, and Otto Lopez for the Blue Jays is going to go retrieve it. Prevent any potential danger, potential slipping hazard. 2-2 again to Mojica. He swings and pops it up. Center of the infield behind the second base bag. Second baseman Pinto makes the call and the catch. Infield fly rule in effect. Mojica automatically out. And the Marauders now with one gone here in the seventh. Brendan Dixon digs back in. Like most of his teammates, hitless tonight, 0-2. A strikeout looking and a ground down to his counterpart, Palmigiani at third base. Jimmy Robbins, second inning in relief for Dunedin, comes set on the hill and delivers to Dixon. He takes inside corner on a fastball strike. Games elsewhere in the league tonight. Jupiter hammered the latter innings. That was broken up in the seventh as well. Jupiter leading by a bunch, though. 11-0. Hammerheads leading the Palm Beach Cardinals. More scores coming your way shortly. Dixon awaits the 0-1. Here it is from Robbins. A swing and a foul back. St. Lucie Mets 4-3 over the Daytona Tortugas this evening. And the inclement weather not only affecting Marauders tonight, as there was a look back at Brendan Dixon's walk-off two-run shot last night. Those watching on MLB TV. Pitch to Dixon, taken high for ball one. A couple of games postponed a little bit further north. Tampa Tarpons hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Their game postponed. And also further south, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles hosting Clearwater. That game postponed. First and second, one gone. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Dixon. That's high for ball two. Brendan Dixon, the walk-off hero last night, as you just saw the replay from the end of last night's game in the 11th. Walk-off two-run inside the park home run to left center. Marauders trying to push their way back into this game, trailing 6-0 in the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch. Dixon swings and misses strike three. Promising start to this seventh for Bradenton. Back-to-back singles by Jacob Gonzalez and Jace Bowen, but the next two batters set down. And Rodolfo Nolasco, who has struck out twice tonight, will try and produce the first Marauders run of the evening. Outfield straight away. Infield the same. Robbins deals the first pitch to Nolasco. Check swing foul off the end of the bat. Popped over toward the first base side. Left-hander Robbins here in his second, mentioned earlier, missed all of last season with an injury, making just his second appearance of 2022 tonight. The southpaw's 0-1 to Nolasco, taken inside. Robbins made his season debut last Friday against Fort Myers. Worked three innings of scoreless relief, struck out four. Lefty brings his hands together a few inches away from his chest. The 1-1. Nolasco swings and lines it right to the shortstop, Del Rosario, who makes the shoestring catch. And the inning is over. The Marauders strand a pair. We're through seven here in Bradenton, still 6-0 Blue Jays. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now.
Rough night for the Marauders here in front of a lively home crowd here at Lecom Park. Spencer Smith back with you as we head to the eighth inning between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. Bradenton held hitless through six innings tonight. They finally got a couple of hits in that column to open up the seventh inning, but both men left stranded in that bottom of the seventh. So we go to the eighth, and right-hander Darvin Garcia deals a first-pitch strike to Roque Salinas. Wind-up and the pitch by the righty. Salinas swings and bounces it hard to the second baseman, Bowen. He grabs it, throws overhand to first in time, one away. Darvin Garcia, who has had his share of struggles to begin the season with a solid showing out of the bullpen here tonight, four up and four down. Damiano Palmigiani is one for three. He bats next, number seven hitter in the order for the Jays. Wind up and the toss. Palmigiani takes a little outside on the Garcia slider. The bases are empty with one out. The Blue Jays six runs on 10 hits this evening. 1-0, Palmigiani looks at strike one. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the wind up and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is low. Two balls and one strike. Two-one toss, swinging a drive out to deep right field. Nolasco giving chase. This ball is back, and this ball bounces up to the wall. A fair ball toward the corner. Into second base, and stopping right there is Palmigiani. As Nolasco returns the ball towards second base, it's a one-out double the other way. And the Blue Jays threaten to add more runs onto their total. We'll have some Pirates affiliate scores coming your way momentarily. Each of the other three full season affiliates in action tonight. And the Pirates system. Victor Messia will bat next for the Blue Jays. First pitch is swung on and popped up. Third base side. Catcher Hendry off with the mask. Does he have room? Yes, he does, but barely near the Blue Jays dugout, as he almost goes tumbling down the steps and he can't make the grab up against the railing. Now, a Blue Jays coach or staff member, very kindly saving Hendry from tumbling down those steps as he positions his body right at the head of those steps without interfering with his progress toward that pop-up. Count 0-1 on Messia with a runner on second. Palmigiani, one out. Garcia with the pitch. Slider swung on and cued foul off the end of the bat. Triple A Indianapolis locked in a pitcher's duel with the Iowa Cubs. Indy taking a 1-0 lead, though, in the third inning. They're in the fourth now. Indianapolis getting their lone run in the third. Cam Aldred on to pitch in relief for the Indians. Cody Bolton got the start up at AAA tonight. 0-2 pitch to Messia. Check swing. He could not hold up. Strike three. Darvin Garcia gets the swinging strikeout. Two away for the Blue Jays here in the eighth inning. Garcia's first strikeout of the game. Make that his second, actually. Angel Del Rosario, the next man up. 2-for-3, a pair of singles, one of which brought home a run in the 5-run second inning. The pitch. Del Rosario swings and cracks a liner to left field, and that bounces in for a hit. Jarvis over to cut it off to his backhand side, and that scores Palmigiani easily as the third RBI single of the night by Angel Del Rosario. He has himself a 3-hit game, and the Blue Jays pile on. It's now 7-0. Dasan Brown, leadoff man next up. Garcia deals, and it's way outside. The AA Altoona Curve, visiting the Akron Rubber Ducks, AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Akron leads that one 2-1 in the seventh. Next pitch low from Garcia, 2-0 on Dasan Brown. Nick Gonzalez with his second home run of the season, a solo shot in the first inning for Altoona. That's produced the Curve's only run so far tonight. 2-0 pitch to Brown. He takes a fastball strike. Curve got some solid pitching from right-hander Kyle Nicholas. Yep, there's that car dealership-style inflatable green guy over on the first base side. Lakewood Ranch High School. Bring that nice, fun prop out to the ballpark tonight. Next pitch low and outside to Brown. 3 balls and 1 strike. Blue Jays with a runner on first. 2 away. Right-hander with the 3-1. Brown takes low and outside for 4. And this eighth inning continues for the Blue Jays. We're talking about Kyle Nicholas, right-hander for AA Altoona, coming over the Jacob Stallings trade. 5 scoreless innings, allowed only 2 hits, didn't walk a batter, and struck out 6. Not getting much run support, though, to the point of that game up at AA. First and second, 2 away. Here's Adrian Pinto. Right-handed batter swings the first pitch, dribbles it to the left side. Fielded by Chang, jump throw to first. In time to get Pinto. The inning is over. Beautiful play by Sung Che Chang. We head to the bottom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Wyatt Hendry looking to spark something offensively for the Marauders, who trail by 7 entering this bottom of the 8th inning in Lecom Park. Jimmy Robbins deals his first pitch, and Hendry smokes one foul down the third baseline. Low line drive, almost taking the leg off of Gustavo Amaña. Marauders third base coach over to retrieve it near the rolled up tarp. On the count on the Bradenton catcher. 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts tonight. Robbins into his motion, the 0-1 pitch. Hendry takes up and in under the hands. The Marauders were no hit going into the 7th inning. Back-to-back singles, though, by Jacob Gonzalez and Jace Bowen opening up the inning. Eliminated the no-hit bid. 1-1 pitch is down in the dirt. Marauders unable to take advantage of that 2-on-nobody-out threat in the 7th. Pop out, a strikeout, and a line-out. Snuffed out that threat. Here's the 2-1 to Hendry. He takes high, ball 3. Southpaw Ricky Tiedemann went 5 perfect innings, struck out a career-high 9 here in just his 4th start as a professional. Robbins gets the signal from Messia. Winds up and deals the 3-1. It swung on and missed, strike 2. Well, the Hendry picked a good pitch to go after on 3-1. Trying to muscle something to the outfield and get a Marauders rally started here in the 8th. The 3-2 pitch coming, and Hendry takes outside for ball 4. That brings up Mike Jarvis. He was the first man to reach base in any fashion tonight for the Marauders. That perfect game bid went into the 6th inning. Jarvis worked the count full, fouled off a 2-strike pitch. And then earned the 1-out walk. He was the Marauders' first base runner. Was left stranded in that 6th inning. And the following inning, Jacob Gonzalez and Jace Bowen with the singles to break up the no-no. Pitch to Jarvis, swung on, popped up right side of the infield. First baseman and second baseman converging. The first baseman, Nunez, calls for it, wants it, can't make the catch. Towards second base goes the lead runner, Hendry. He's retired by a mile, and there's really not much Hendry could do there. He was retreated all the way back to first base. And that's just not a situation where you get much farther away from caught. And so the Marauders just pretty much helpless in that situation. Really nothing they could do. Nunez battling the wind there on that high pop-up. And the second baseman Pinto make the recovery behind him. Throw to second for the force play. So 4-6 the force out recorded on the fielder's choice. Here's Sergio Campana, swinging a pop-up first base side. This one toward foul ground. First baseman Nunez over. Does he have room? Yes, he does. Right on the edge of the warning track. A little bit of an easier play that time. Mandy Lopez vacating the first base coaching box to make way for him. Sung Che Chang. His 4th go-round tonight. He's 0-for-3. He's lined out a couple of times. He's been one of the few Marauders to make hard contact tonight. On an evening where Blue Jays pitching has been on point. Toss to Chang. Breaking ball inside, ball 1. Mike Jarvis, the runner on first base. Robin sets. Checks first, comes home with a 1-0 to Chang, who takes on the outside corner. Strike 1. The Blue Jays lead the Marauders 7-0. Bottom of the 8th inning here at Lecom Park. Marauders 3-game win streak in jeopardy. Blue Jays trying to snap off a 3-game losing streak. 1-1 pitch. Bounces in the dirt, and it bounces away from Messia. Rolls over toward the Marauders' dugout. Mike Jarvis advances to second on the wild pitch.
So Bradenton with a man in scoring position for just the second time this evening as we play in the eighth inning. Sung Che Chang looking to drive Mike Jarvis home from second base. Marauders trying to get into the run column. And now a balk has been called on Jimmy Robbins. Didn't quite see what he was guilty of, but a very quick call made and a very loud and emphatic call made by Christian Arguesa and Connor McKenna. Chang trying to verify the count. 2-2 on the Marauders leadoff man. Runner on third, two away. Robbins comes set. And the pitch to Chang is swung on and bounced foul over toward the Marauders dugout. We'll do it again. Wonder if we could take a look at the replay on the Jimmy Robbins balk. Oftentimes it's a pitcher failing to come to a complete stop with the hands in the set position. That tends to be what causes the balk call more than anything at this level. Here's the set. 2-2 again to Chang is swung on and lifted to shallow left. Left fielder Salinas moving toward the line a few steps, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. Another man left stranded for the Marauders. We're through eight here in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead 7-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
In 1885. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday.
Otto Lopez leads off the ninth inning for the Blue Jays by taking a fastball high from Darvin Garcia. Blue Jays 7, Marauders nothing. A frustrating Friday night for Bradenton here in front of the home crowd. 1-0 pitch to Lopez. Check swing of the slider. Barely lifted the bat off his shoulder, though. Count 2-0 on the number 3 hitter in the order. Garcia, fast worker. Here he comes with a 2-0. Pitch is high for ball 3. Blue Jays tonight, 5 runs in the second inning, taking a commanding early lead. They added 1 run each in the 6th and the 8th innings. Marauders getting zilch so far. The 3-0 pitch to Lopez, a fastball right down the middle, a called strike. Marauders were no hit going into the 7th inning. Jacob Gonzalez, Jace Bowen, back-to-back singles ended the no-hit bid. 3-1, swung on, lifted to center field, shallow, charging in Campagna, and he makes the catch, coasting underneath it for the first out. Ah, yes, the world-famous baseball poodle is at the house here on Paws and Claws Night. Always a regular attendee here at Leacom for Bark in the Park nights in the past. Yeah, social media famous baseball poodle, always very active in the Twitterverse. Here's Reiner Nunez, first pitch, swinging. He misses, strike one. Seen a good amount of dogs in the crowd tonight. It's also East meets West night. 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Lined up the middle. Base hit into left center field. Reiner Ning. That'll bring up Gabriel Martinez, who also has a two-hit night. Tonight's attendance announced at 2,784. That's the biggest crowd so far this season here at Lee Comp. Gabriel Martinez takes a look at the first offering just wide from Garcia. Righty on righty with a runner on first base and one away. The 1-0, Martinez takes way outside. Good snag on the backhand side by Hendry. Blue Jays with their 5-run first inning. That's been more than enough for them to this point. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and popped way up towards shallow left center. Shortstop Chang out. Left fielder Jarvis in. And Chang makes the call and the catch. Almost a little bobble to his left side, but he takes care of it for the second out. Roque Salinas will stand in next. A man very adept at putting the ball in play. Here's the set by Garcia with a man on first. And the pitch to Salinas, swinging a bouncing ball pulled to first. On the backhand grab is Mojica. Underhand flip to Garcia in time. Inning over, the Marauders' last chance at the plate coming up. They trail 7-0 here at Lee Comp Park, looking for a big rally. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee Comp Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Largest crowd of the season so far here at Lee Comp Park on this Friday evening. Witnessing a tough one for Bradenton. They trail 7-0 to the Dunedin Blue Jays. 2-3-4 in the Marauders order coming up. Side-arming right-hander Connor Larkin, the new man on the mound for Dunedin. First pitch, Jacob Gonzalez jammed hard on a fastball high and tight. He check swings it foul. Connor Larkin, nasty side-arming right-hander from southeastern Pennsylvania. Is facing the Marauders for the second time this year. He sets. Delivers the 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez takes a fastball strike, quickly 0-2, and the Marauders DH. Gonzalez, the man who broke up the no-hit bid by Dunedin tonight. Leadoff single in the bottom of the seventh. Line drive past the diving third baseman, Damiano Palmagiani. Faces an 0-2. Here it is from the righty. Low and outside. That heads out to the backstop. Connor Larkin, born in Lima, Pennsylvania, just west of Philadelphia. A makes his home in nearby Royersford, Pennsylvania, smaller town further north of Philly. The 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt. Gonzalez holds off. Larkin stayed close to home for his college years, attended Penn State. Ninth round pick by the Blue Jays just last year. Worked as a starting pitcher primarily each of his last two seasons for the Nittany Lions. Bases empty. Nobody out. 2-2 the count on Gonzalez. Larkin delivers and Gonzalez swings and grounds one to base hit into right field. Jacob Gonzalez, hardly a surprise at this point. Another multi-hit game for the Marauders' 23-year-old first baseman. He's the DH in this one, though. And for Gonzalez, that is his team-leading eighth multi-hit game this season. Just for context, he's playing in his 17th game of the season. Lead-off base hit for Bradenton. Here comes Jace Bowen. Connor Larkin, right-hander here in his pro debut season. Trying to get the final three outs for the visiting team here in Bradenton tonight. Pitch to Bowen. Fastball in for strike one. Larkin works in the low 90s with a fastball. Baseball is in the family. Larkin's dad, Brian, played at King's College in New York. His brothers Sean and Dan played at Cedarville University in Ohio. Swing and a miss by Bowen. Little slider there from Larkin. Jacob Gonzalez collecting a leadoff single here in the ninth. Marauders with a long way to go in this game, trailing 7-0. Larkin brings his hands together at the belt buckle. The 0-2 to Bowen. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on another slider. Strike three. Bowen in frustration, tapping the head of the bat on the ground as he departs the home plate circle. One away for Bradenton here in the ninth inning. Alexander Mojica, hitless tonight, like the majority of his teammates. Blue Jays took a no-hit bid into the seventh. It's been a dominant pitching performance by first Ricky Tiedemann, career-high 9 strikeouts over 5 perfect innings. First pitch to Mojica, swinging a ground ball to short. Del Rosario shuffles to his right, goes to second for one. The throw to first is in time to get Mojica, and that's the ball game. A tough pill to swallow for the Marauders tonight. They are shut out here at Lecom Park in front of a Friday night crowd of almost 3,000, and the Blue Jays snap the Marauders' 3-game win streak. The bats go down quietly in this game, and the Blue Jays go into the high five line over the center of the diamond. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll dissect this one for you as the Marauders postgame show gets underway on the other side of these messages. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park, Marauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Leecom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as the Marauders drop a 7-0 ball game to the Dunedin Blue Jays, and that ends a 3-game win streak for the Marauders tonight. Here's how it all happened this evening. Neither team scored in the first inning. The Marauders getting a little early boost from rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., working to rehab after he was placed on the injured list about 3 weeks ago. He went 3-3 in the first inning. However, a difficult evening for Justin Mice. Marauders right-hander allowed 5 runs in the top of the second inning, a leadoff walk followed by a bloop single, an error committed on the next play, and then the floodgates opened, a run scoring on a ground out, a run scoring on a single, an RBI double, a walk, another RBI single, and after the dust all cleared, Marauders were down in a 5-0 hole as the Blue Jays rallied for those 5 runs on 4 hits. Neither team scored for a while after that, and on through the fifth inning, the Marauders were kept off the base paths entirely. Left-hander Ricky Tiedemann, the Blue Jays' number 9 prospect, according to Baseball America, worked on 5 perfect innings this evening. He finishes with a career-high 9 strikeouts and left with a perfect game bid in progress. He gave way to fellow lefty Jimmy Robbins to start the 6th inning, and Robbins picked up right where Tiedemann left off, at least to begin with. A strikeout of Wyatt Hendry, but then a walk to Mike Jarvis on a 3-2 pitch. That gave the Marauders their first base runner of the game. It would take a little bit longer, though, for the Marauders to get their first hit of the game. After the Blue Jays added a run in the top of the 6th to make it 6-0, the Marauders came out swinging in the 7th. Jacob Gonzalez with a leadoff line drive single down the left field line. That was the Marauders' first hit of the evening. Jace Bowenfall with a single of his own. That would be the biggest threat of the night, though, for the Marauders, who were not able to bring those men home. Bottom of the 8th inning, no scoring. Mike Jarvis left in scoring position. And then in the 9th inning, after the Blue Jays, by the way, added one final run in the 8th inning, bottom of the 9th saw the Marauders get a leadoff single from Gonzalez. He ends up 2-for-4, but Alexander Mojica bounces into a game-ending double play. And down there on the field here at Leecom, it's time for the dogs to run the bases here on Paws and Claws night. Dogs of all sizes, mostly small ones tonight, starting at first base from right by the gate next to the Marauders dugout. And it is going to be a mixed bag of results here, I think. Some dogs are obediently waiting their turn on the bases. Some are just deciding to turn into pet rock, maybe a little stage fright down there. But fun experience for all tonight on this Friday evening. Despite the end results on the field, the Marauders dropped this one 7-0. Here are the final totals in this contest. For the Blue Jays, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on base. And for the Marauders, no runs on just 3 hits. They committed 1 costly error and left 4 men on base. The winning pitcher, left-hander Ricky Tiedemann, and perhaps the finest start of his young career. He is now 3-0 on the season. Loss goes to Justin Mice, allowing 5 unearned runs over 2/3 of an inning. Time of game, 2 hours and 25 minutes after he got underway half an hour late due to rain here in Bradenton. It was 73 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. And by the way, tonight's game played in front of a season-high crowd of 2,784. It was a fantastic atmosphere here at Leecom tonight. With their win, the Blue Jays end a 3-game losing streak. They improve their record to 7-12. With their loss, the Marauders say goodbye to a 3-game win streak, and they drop to 11-8. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back again to Lecom Park on this Friday evening. It's time to name our Marauders Player of the Game tonight. And this evening, those honors go to Jacob Gonzalez. Jacob finishes 2-for-4 on the night with his team-leading 8th multi-hit game of the season in 17 games played. His first of two singles tonight was the one that broke up the no-hit bid by the Blue Jays, a line drive past the diving third baseman into left field, leading off the 7th inning. And so Jacob Gonzalez, on a night with limited offensive output for the Marauders, Gonzalez earns tonight's Player of the Game honors. Series continues tomorrow as the Marauders look to get back on the winning side of things. They'll send Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen to the mound against fellow right-hander Michael Dominguez, whom the Marauders saw on opening weekend a few weeks ago up at TD Ballpark. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:15 once again for the pregame show, and we hope you can either tune in for the game or come on out to the ballpark if you're here in the area. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score tonight, the Marauders shut out this evening here at Lecom. The Blue Jays 7 and the Marauders nothing. For everyone here at Lecom Park and with the Bradenton Marauders and Pittsburgh Pirates, I'm Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.